Welcome to the Daf in Practice series with Rabbi Avraham Schmidman. Today we are studying the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Ches. The question arises as to an individual who is obligated to recite Birkas HaMazon. This individual has to bench, but does not know all of benching. The individual in question only knows one bracha. Is it better for the individual to recite just the one bracha, or would we say that the first three brachos of benching, the ones that end in Baruch Atah Hashem, Hazon HaSakol, Baruch Atah Hashem, Allah Aretz, V'Al HaMazon, and the bracha of Uvenei Yerushalayim, that all of those brachos are contingent one upon the other. If you can't recite all of them, then you shouldn't bench at all. In order to address this dilemma, we have to first address a more basic question, and that is, whether these three brachos are from the Torah or not. Are we obligated to recite them min haTorah? Anyone who has studied today's daf certainly gets the impression that the brachos of benching, the first three that is, are from the Torah. After all, in our Gemara we find that each one of these brachos is based on psukim. This seems to be the approach of Tosus as well. Tosus, earlier in the Masechta on daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, is bothered by the fact that workers are entitled to recite an abridged form of benching. How can this be, wonders Tosfos, if after all, the three brachos of benching are min haTorah? Tosfos answer that the Chachamim have the right to uproot a Torah halacha since the workers are working on behalf of someone else. The implication of Tosfos is that, strictly speaking, the brachos of benching are min haTorah, and all three of them must be recited. However, the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph disagrees and holds that although benching is obligatory from the Torah, because the pasuk says v'chalta v'savata v'erachta, however, the number of the brachos is not min haTorah. And he maintains that this is the Rambam's position as well. Since the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Yates, writes that we are commanded to bench. Shetzivanu levarcho achar ha'achilo. We are commanded to bless him after the eating, but the Rambam does not mention the number of brachos. So we see that the number of brachos in benching is not from the Torah. The way the Beis Yosef and the Rambam would deal with the psukim in our Gemara is to suggest that they are asmachta ba'alma, and really the brachos that we have, the number of brachos, are only midrabanan. In fact, the poskim disagree as to whether the three brachos of benching are contingent upon one another. The view of the Magen Avraham is that they are indeed dependent on one another. An individual who only knows one bracha of benching, better that individual should not bench at all. However, the Evan HaOzer disagrees and says that the brachos are not contingent upon one another, and therefore someone who only knows one bracha should recite that bracha. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Brura in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sifkat and Gimel rules that someone who has eaten enough to be satisfied and is obligated min haTorah to bench, even if that individual only knows how to bench one bracha, should recite that one bracha, because we take the more stringent view.